Nintendo Podcast, episode 639, the Terrakian Podcast, or the Terrakian Podcast.
Oh, because it sounds like teriyaki.
Terrakian. Yeah. Terrakian Podcast. Mom Brain, can you tell us about the Pokemon, please?
Sure. Terrakian, or Teriyaki-Con, is a bovine quadruped Pokemon. It has a black...
Does it really say that?
It's a cow?
Yeah, a bovine quadruped Pokemon.
Let me see it again.
It looks kind of like a bull.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Like it went to Bovine University. It knows.
It's a cow.
A nice cow. It has a black rounded forehead adorned with two sharp brown horns that curve forward. Its face is beige with orange eyes and a short snout. On top of its head are several short spikes. Down its back are two brown ridges that join just past the shoulders.
Happens to me sometimes.
I know.
There are two orange protrusions on its shoulders. I don't know what those are for. They look like tiny beaks. The bands around its legs are the same color as its face, and it has black hooves underneath these bands. Its striped underside is also beige.
Look at my hooves!
My hooves! It has a short, stubby tail. All right. Well, that's good to know about it. Let's see. It's a rock and fighting type Pokemon. Its ability is justified. Take that as you will. I feel like that was somebody asking.
Pokemon.
Yeah. Hey, what's your ability? I'm justified in my abilities, okay?
Wokemon?
No, man. It is genderless, which means it's gender fluid. So it is a Wokemon.
Wow.
But there's a difference, though, I think, between genderless and gender fluid, right? Genderless is like, I don't need to identify at all ever, and
there's
gender fluid is like, this is where I'm at today. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that makes
sense.
You're probably right. You're more Wokemon than I am.
You're woke.
It's 6'3". All right. That's up my alley. It weighs 573 pounds.
It's also
not
like
so much
animal,
up your alley.
Or a monster,
hey,
I guess.
It's 6'3", all right?
It's 6'3". I'll take anything. And that's just about it.
Thanks, Mom Brain.
You're welcome.
Great job.
We've been together for so long. This is great. This is my house. Hello, everyone.
This is great. This is my house. Hello, C-Dar and Twisted N and Swedish Galaxy 94 and Giant Reggie and Roth and, oh boy, Pius, maybe? P-I-J-U-S.
Pius?
Or Pijus? Hello, Suave and Eric and David and the Owlwolf in 5580 and Malik Halo and Turquoise Gold Scraper and ZX Billy and Joshua and Guy and Purin and Ryan and Megatravis and the Ranting Robots and whoever else I didn't say hello to. Thank you for joining. And NCAA Sports Vids is back. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Thanks. I'm here.
Boy, Mom Brain, you're really excited today. Mom Brain's here.
Hi.
Kirby's here.
Hey.
PC's here.
Hey!
And Nikki Hill will be here eventually. He said he's going to be late. Hello, King Valgard. Nice to have you back, PC. What's the special occasion?
Well, really none. It was that my mom and sister really wanted to go see the Impractical Jokers live show at Madison Square Garden. And then, after we had already booked the hotel, they announced a show in Durham, where we live, so we sold our tickets, but we couldn't refund the hotel weekend, so we're up here for no reason.
Hello, productive citizen.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, I'll take it. It's an excuse for you to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
Which my sister was trying to get very sassy, and I was like, I see you literally every day of my life.
I feel like I would pay the regular amount to see, what's the wiener one?
Murr?
The wienery guy. No. Is it Murr?
Yeah, isn't
the Murr is the one that doesn't have any hair.
The weasel?
The weasel. The ferret.
The ferret. That's it. The ferret.
Hugh is the one that I really am attracted
okay.
to.
Yes.
Hugh? Also Sal.
Go.
Sal could get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sal really?
Get it. Yeah, he's got weird teeth, but like other than that, like you boys
wait,
could get
wait,
it.
Wait. Am I picturing Sal as the wrong one?
Joe is the one that has the big old belly and the crazy eyes. So he's
he looks like a dad.
Yeah. Though I'm pretty sure my mom wants to give it to him.
Well.
And then,
your mom's
Q is the one that had the long hair that they just cut, and it looks so much better now that he has it cut.
Yeah, there's
nothing
about him.
And when Sal wears his little glasses.
I feel like you've gone through the four guys, like, three times now.
Yeah.
I need to look up a picture, and you can pull
I will look him up.
My computer works. All right, who's this one?
That's Murr.
That's the best one.
Yes, I know you love Murr. We've been over this. This one's Sal.
Oh, okay.
He's a nice Italian boy. He doesn't like cats, though.
What's this one?
That's Joe. That's
the worst.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like him as a person, But yeah, he's the least attractive out of the four.
Hello,
of them.
Matt.
I wouldn't say any of them are super, fugly.
No, my sister has an unhealthy obsession with Q, though. Hmm. But, I'm like, you just got married. You need to, back it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would, basically, just give me the show without Joe.
But Joe's got his moments. He makes some dumb faces.
Joe overdoes it too much.
I feel like he's the best at improv, and I like his dumb faces he makes when they need him to be, surprised by something, and he's just like...
I thought you were going to end it there. I like his dumb.
I like his dumb.
I like his dumb face.
He's got nice dumb.
He's the only one that's married, too. So he's doing something right.
Out of the whole group, I don't dislike any of them. Hello, Darkseid or Darkseid.
I feel like Q is a jerk in real life.
I bet he is.
Yeah.
What?
And he dated a woman that had a tattoo of a snake coming out of her vagina. The lip.
5580 asks the question I ask myself every day. Okay. Is Mom Brain RMC's girlfriend, or is it the girl on the left? I don't know.
Or is it me?
Or is it
the one here is your girlfriend?
Yeah. Mom Brain is your fiancé.
Or as you said earlier, my wife.
Well, yeah, you're practically married.
The one
married.
With the hand raised.
Yeah.
Is the lucky lady.
I thought you were going to say it's the loser.
I'm the backup in case something happens to Mom Brain.
It's the lucky girl. Your girl.
Sad.
It is sad, right?
I'm just around in case... God forbid something happens to Mom Brain.
Malakalo says, hello, Santiago. Malakalo says, RMC hates the best Joker. What does he say? Oh.
He must love Joe.
He's not the best. Come on.
I mean, they all have their attributes. I like Murr. I date Murr. He's a cutie pie.
Murr just seems like a nice guy to me.
He just seems like he has
the one that always
together.
Wears the hat, Q.
Q is the one...
He likes wrestling.
He does. So does Sal. They're friends with Tommy Dreamer and Bubba Ray Dudley.
See, there's no redeeming points about Joe.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe if you got to know him.
He's very
right,
into
I'll
anti-
invite him on the podcast
He's
this
very into
sir.
Anti-bullying and being kind to people, which is something you like.
He's a pussy.
Wow.
All right. I'll tweet him. I'll tweet them all and see who wants to come on the show next week.
Sal
They're local.
Follows my sister's friend Sarah on the Twitters, the popular one.
Hello,
and I'm
gonna
be like, how do I use this to my advantage?
And Wouter.
Wouter. I don't know, my internet's not working. Maybe someone can take a look at my Wouter. No? Nothing? Nothing? Nobody?
Wow, you said it and
it took me a while.
I thought you were being serious, so I got nervous at first, and then you made that joke. Then you made that quote-unquote joke.
I come here for fun.
You're not on the podcast often, and this is what you bring us when you're here? Hi, Bacon Bits. Good to see you. All right, let's do some news. There really wasn't too much in the way of big news this week, because instead of talking about Nintendo, companies were releasing a whole bunch of games for Nintendo, so... We're in the holiday season, and we're going to be bringing you a discussion of a whole bunch of games.
Boy, are we. Target was...
Yeah, Target was bumping.
Oh, did you get me my request?
Yep.
You could have presented it to me during the podcast. Stakona says, Senpai, notice me. Wouter says, router jokes are old, guys. See?
Well, Wouter, you can...
Here's your chance to redeem yourself.
Hold on.
You can take all show if you need to.
Hold on. It's coming to me. I'm going to wound house kick you in your face if you keep
that
up.
All right. I like that better than Wouter.
I'm doing my best. I'm rusty.
This is my best work.
This is my best.
Like your Jay Leno?
It was Jay Leno. Oh, it was really good.
Let's not bring that up.
You know what? Vitamin G like that one. Okay, guys?
So, Grezzo is a comfort... What?
That sounds like a weird, lady rapper.
You hear the new Grezzo track?
Yeah!
She's spitting hot fire. I heard about some... Grezzo. Oh, what's her name? I heard about...
There's a woman named Lizzo.
I think it's a new rapper. Her name is,
Is it Lizzo?
I think it's Princess Nokia.
I've heard of her. She's new, but she's been
I
in the sphere.
And she's, punching audience members in the face because they badmouth her. And, yeah. All right, so I saw this thing about her,
on some jerk
yes,
on the subway.
She doesn't take any crap from anybody. And that's cool. But then they show a video of her, badmouthing somebody on stage, and she's like, you don't disrespect women, and I make more money than you do. And I'm like, all right, you don't disrespect women. That's great. Say that. I agree. Then to throw in, and I make more money than you do, that ruins your argument for me. That is such a petty thing to throw in with such an important thing.
But isn't that... what the whole thing with rap is. Everyone's just always comparing how much money.
Like a 60-year-old mom.
Don't always rap. Like
the whole thing about rap.
They just talk about how much money they're making.
It's called the rap.
I'm sorry.
The rap.
So sorry, Kirby.
The rap. It's the hippie.
All right, so back
to light my Chip and JoJo candle.
Back to hello, Zinc. Come back, Zinc. Zinc actually did come back.
Zinc, come back, Zinc.
Zinc left the chat and came back. Grezzo worked on some Zelda titles. They handled the 3DS remakes of Ocarina of Time 3D as well as Majora's Mask. And they did some other stuff. I think they worked on Triforce Heroes as well. So when they were originally working on the Majora's Mask remake for 3DS, they put up something on their website that said, would you like to work on a Legend? Or would you like to make a Legend? But we didn't know it was Legend of Zelda at the time because they're not specifically a Nintendo company, but Nintendo works with them. So they posted that, and it turned out to be Majora's Mask. Now, Grezzo on their official site has a new post up that says, would you like to make a Legend 2? So they are working on another Legend game, but they're not saying what. They say they're looking for someone with knowledge of HD game creation as well as skills in Unity and Unreal. Now, the Switch obviously handles HD games. The Switch also supports Unity and Unreal.
Unity!
Grezzo works with Nintendo and has multiple times in the past. And the game has the word Legend in the title.
That's true.
All of those dovetail nicely into The Legend of Zelda. Now, is it definitely a Legend of Zelda game? I don't know. But like I said, their previous games, their history, shows that they have worked on the franchise. But there are other Legend games out there. Legend of Mana, that's a thing. There's a new remake in the works right now, so it could be that, too.
Legend of the Mystical Ninja.
Legend of the Mystical Ninja, man. I would love a new one. That would be great. So we don't know for sure, but there's definitely enough there to speculate. And I know a lot of people are saying that they would like to see Grezzo do Skyward Sword HD, because that's the only 3D Zelda that hasn't gotten a remake. Or a re-release, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ocarina of Time did, Majora's Mask did, Wind Waker did, Twilight Princess did. Then we're up to Skyward Sword. And that's it. Yeah, that's the only one. J-Rakes has the top-rated comment, and he says, call me crazy, but I think Nintendo will take the same approach with Zelda 2 as was done with Metroid 2. Both are the least accessible entries in their respective series. I can totally see an updated remake of Zelda 2. The 2 in the listing could be a nod to the game title, and not just the second title they've worked on. I mean, Zelda 2 is definitely one of the weirdest ones. It's also one of my favorites because it is one of the weirdest ones. Super Mario Bros. 2 is one of my favorites because it's probably the weirdest one. And as far as a remake, I don't know what they would do. Like, I don't know what to expect from it. Would they retain all the things that made Zelda 2 quirky? Or would they, like, streamline it? I honestly don't know. Mm. But it is a cool idea.
It would probably make Death Mountain, like, a little easier.
Yes, like that's probably true.
For quirky to work, it has to be unintentional. You can't, like, I'm gonna make this quirky. Like, it just has to be...
I thought you said quirky.
You can't.
I thought you were talking about Life Goes On.
Mm-mm. Quirky,
Or... Not to be What's forgotten, Quirky Romano.
Which I saw in theaters.
The most underrated, so do we because of her.
I was like 11. I don't know what your excuse was.
Oh, my excuse was her. Because every time a stupid commercial would come up with that line, she would laugh. We saw it, yeah. I remember, here's two things I remember about that movie. That line and Columbo was in it. That's all I remember.
It's true.
He dies in the movie. And then he died in real life. Coincidence?
Quick fun Romano story. One time.
Killed What's-His-Face's career. Killed Columbo. What's that guy's name? You know Saturday Night Live.
Chris Kattan.
Kattan, yeah.
One time I had to go to the bathroom to drop a deuce. This one time I had to fudge and poop. So I was making fudge, and it was a rough one. And while I was in there, I was reading on my phone, and it was when Columbo died. So I came out of the bathroom, and I went to my aunt and my cousins, who I were, like, was with, and I was like, guys, Columbo died. And they're like, did you blow up the bathroom that bad? So now that it's become slang,
thing in my family. When anybody poops, it's like you come out of the bathroom and you guys go, Columbo like, died in there.
It's a great idea for like a TV show. It's kind of like a real weird, That's So Raven. Like every time you're sitting on a toilet, you see a vision of something happening.
No, don't go to the bathroom. Someone give me a lot of White Castle. I need to figure out this murder stat.
Call Grandma. Call Grandma.
Someone give me a laxative. I can't figure this murder out.
I'd green light that. Green light that. Show. Oh my god, guys.
What?
Is it the president?
Well, hello, Granimus. No, it's not the president. I'm gonna say that this is someone bigger than the president. It's Jesus me. Christ is in the chat.
Jesus Christ.
He stopped by and said, hi. Jesus Christ is talking about Ever Oasis. Fantastic 3DS game that nobody really paid attention to.
Also, Jesus Christ's picture is Danny DeVito, which has just made a lot more things make sense to me.
Oh, it is?
Danny DeVito is Jesus!
You know how happy I would be if Danny DeVito actually listened to this podcast?
Guys, remember when Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman broke up and I wasn't able to believe in love anymore, but then they got back together and I was? It was a rough time.
Yeah. I mean, when this is mean, I shouldn't say.
Don't.
I was going to say, when two people are that ugly, they have to stay.
Listen, Danny could have got himself a lady.
You could have said that short, and it would have been fine.
Short's okay.
No, you have
Short's
to go okay. the ugly route.
What happens if he comes out as like,
I don't want to think
don't
about
say
it!
That.
Listen, have a good
he's
Danny
already
DeVito
spread
story.
AIDS through a pool, and I don't care.
I have a good Danny DeVito story.
I didn't even know
when Mara Wilson was in Matilda, her mom was battling cancer, and Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman used to let her stay with them and take care of her when her mom was in the hospital. So that is a nice, warm, fuzzy celebrity story we can all sit with.
I want to believe, he's like the one guy.
I mean, he just...
Him and Tom Hanks.
He just takes
three,
pictures
no, there's
and John
three
Goodman.
Guys who should be...
John Goodman.
Who I need to be nice. Nah,
what?
I don't dislike him, but I could see him being
if
a
John Goodman turns into, like, a stripper
did you
murderer,
see him in that movie? He was a jerk in that movie.
The Cloverfield one?
It's called
movie.
Acting. He's Dan
Connors. People that have to be nice in real life.
Tom Hanks.
Danny DeVito.
Mike Rowe?
No, I know
Mike Rowe's a jerk.
Ben Glee.
No. Weird Al. Weird Al has to
be. Weird Al is so nice. I've heard nothing but nice things about Weird Al.
All right, moving on.
So, wait, I have a YouTube question real fast.
Are you raising your hand?
I am. Sorry, it's an old radio thing. That's what we had to do with the radio station so we didn't talk over each other. If
funny.
I create
doesn't
a channel name, I'm going to punch you. If I create a channel name, is that it forever? I can't change it?
I like how you're asking me personal YouTube questions during the
podcast. I want to join the chat, but I don't want to make my name, like, my actual name, and then I don't want to make it something dumb and then stuck like that forever.
I mean, I'm sure you can delete account.
It just says chat as.
Yeah, I mean, later on, if you don't like it, you're going to spend, like, an hour and a half trying to
figure
out a name.
So I'm like, I don't know if I just put my usual handle.
So go ahead.
It's a first name and a last name.
Anyway, Bandai Namco.
Help me, friends.
Who's working on the Switch, obviously, and has put some stuff out there, said they have more coming, which is great to hear. But they also said something really cool, and it's not usually a way that we hear big companies like this talk, so I really appreciate it. Company president Mitsuaki Taguchi talked about their Switch support, and he said...
You know what? I'm out of here.
Bye, Mom Rain.
He said, we put out 3 games on the Switch so far, and they're all...
It started auto-playing!
It's the worst show ever.
I'm going to punch you
in
your mouth.
I'm not going to lie. When there's a show with PC, I know it's going to be very hard to keep the show going. They put out 3 games on the Switch, and then they were like, you know, we got more stuff coming. Because those games are doing well. But this guy said it's a shame. We didn't think the Switch would be accepted this fast. So they were like, we're going to support Switch from day one, definitely. But the system is doing so much better than we expected. It's a shame that we don't have more ready to go now. But they said more is coming. But the really important thing is they have 3 Switch-exclusive titles in the works. So they have other ports that are coming to the Switch, which we know about. They have other new stuff that's going to be multi-platform, like, I don't know, whatever.
Is one of them Danny DeVito the game?
No.
And it's
no.
just you trying to reach a high shelf?
And the other 3 are Switch-exclusive, and they're going to be revealed in between spring and summer of 2018. So, in a few months from now, we're going to find out what some of those games are. So you'd imagine at least one of them will find out during E3. I don't know when they're going to talk about the other ones, the other two. But big support from them, and really cool to see them say, you know, we wish we had more. We should have made more for the system, but we got more coming. Cowboy Dan Dank says...
What? Cowboy Dan Dank!
I'm going to click on it to see when he made that name. He says, hopefully Dragon Ball FighterZ will find its way over, and a Digimon game or two. Why not? Well, with Dragon Ball FighterZ...
What? Why is the fight... Why wouldn't it be Dragon Ball Team Fighter?
Because it's a cat... What?
No.
Dragon Ball Z is its own thing. There's also Dragon Ball, and there's Dragon Ball. There's something else.
Dragon Ball scare Kai? Me a lot, so oh, I don't know anything about the Dragon Balls.
Like I say, I don't know anything about the Dragon Balls after complaining about why the name is a certain way.
I just always heard Dragon Ball Z, so the weird Fighter Z thing threw me off, because I feel like if it's... I didn't know there were multiple Dragon Balls.
And it is... Yes, there are. There is...
I'm trying to educate myself. I'm helping you.
There's a Z at the end of Fighter, and it's capital. So I believe it's Dragon Ball Fighter Z and not Dragon Ball Fighters, because
maybe
it's a capital Z.
Maybe it's trying to be fun.
But as far as Dragon Ball Fighter Z, if that's how you say it, let's say I've heard that that game is coming to the Switch. That's all I'm going to say about it. Nothing official, but I heard it's happening.
All right, I believe you.
We don't need to do that. All right, so this week there was a Xenoblade Chronicles 2, or if you live in the UK, Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Nintendo Direct. And they gave us some new details. I mean, the game is right around the corner. It's December 1st, I believe it comes out. So we're less than a month away, and it's obviously a massive game and lots to see. Hello, Jeff Cross. Hello, Smurf Andre or Andre.
I thought you were
going
to say Jeff Goldblum, and I get really excited.
Jeff Goldblum?
Imagine if he came to the chat. Hi.
Now, see Jeff him, Goldblum? I could believe, hanging out in the chat. It seems like he's an everyman.
Apparently,
did you see
he's
him?
Like a wizard, and like he just enchants women by like holding their hand. He'll like, give me your hand. He'll like take their hand and like talk to them and be like, huh, yes, I'm Jeff Goldblum. He'll be like doing this, and then they're like, I don't know, my panties just melted off.
Impression.
I would give it to Jeff Goldblum till the sun burnt out.
Did you see the video of him talking about wrestling?
Yes. I think I did.
About the fashion files and, like, Breezango.
Yeah! Okay.
Because one of the interviewers wearing a shirt, and he's like, what's that shirt? And the guy's like, oh, this is a wrestling thing. They're two characters. And he's like, oh, this is wonderful. Is this a worldwide thing? And the guy's like, yeah, wrestling's really popular all around the world, especially here and, like, in Japan. He's like, wow, this is a wonderful shirt. This is amazing to hear. And I was like, what a nice guy.
I watched the video of him looking at tattoos people got of him. Did you watch that video?
Yeah,
I
saw it.
So good. This one seems
to be... I saw that
after
YouTube recommended it to me like 18 times.
And Sam Neill in a Velociraptor. Like, there seems to be some stuff over here. I figured out how to get into the YouTube chat, everybody, by the way. I'm in there, Princess Casual.
I was really upset about that.
So.
All right, Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Here's what was talked about in the Nintendo Direct. So a lot of fans who play RPGs, especially JRPGs, don't want the English voice acting because they feel it's lower quality. They want it how they watch anime, which is with their pants off, which is English subtitles and the Japanese voice or dub, whatever you want to call it. So, Nintendo's very happy to let you know that day one, free, as DLC, if you want the Japanese audio but English subtitles, you can do that. So there is a full English voiceover or a full English dub, which you can utilize if you want, or you can get the DLC and enjoy the Japanese audio with the English subtitles.
What's up, b-holes?
Are you going to join the podcast or what?
She's got to decorate the barfus.
Rocket is very upset.
Did you hang your plant?
I think Rocket's calling into question your dedication to the podcast, and I feel he's right to do that.
Well, Rocket can come and do this every week.
Wow.
That was horrible. If Rocket thinks that he or she can do it better than me, then well, I'd like to see them try.
They just have to sit at the table to begin with.
Are you saying that's all she does?
No, for a start. I said to begin with.
Mom Brain is a cornerstone of this podcast.
Mom Brain,
and I
did
you
know,
talk to my woman like that.
Did you know that Xenoblade Chronicles 2 has core crystals? And those are what you get various blades for your driver. The driver is the pilot, or the driver, if you will, of rare blades.
Oh, I was thinking like a golf club.
And blades. This is an RPG. Blades are how you fight in battle. In the world of Xenoblade Chronicles 2, wildlife changes depending on the time and the weather. and you can find unique battles and monsters during these certain times of day or in certain weather conditions. And then there's even very special battles on top of that with unique monsters. And if you fight them, you'll get a lot of experience and maybe some other goodies. And they'll leave behind a tombstone and you can go back and fight them again to gain more experience.
Excuse me, I think I just got some inspiration.
Yeah.
That is shredded pepperoni.
I saw that
post. On a pizza.
Aux cores and core chips can be used to strengthen blades. Blades also have affinity charts, which can expand their abilities. You can have heart-to-hearts with characters to strengthen bonds. You can send out blade groups on missions on their own to report back with findings, which you can use to level up. So you can only have so many blades in your party. I think it's up to 9. But you'll have a lot more blades than that. So rather than having them sit around and do nothing, you can send them out on expeditions and they'll bring back stuff for you.
Well, that's nice.
Putting
them to work.
There are salvage points where you can, points in levels, where you can dive to find treasure and other things, but you also might find some enemies protecting things, so be ready for a fight. Titans have special landmarks that you can easily travel back to at any time. So Titans are what you're actually on. The land masses are big moving creatures, and they're called Titans. There are secret areas that you can only visit at certain times during the day. And you can trade items for gold and more at special trading posts that you'll come across. Then there's the Argentum Trade Guild, and this is full of merchants that have anything you could possibly want. So it's a big floating ship that's like a Dave's Auction, or like just like hundreds of merchants for you to buy.
You never got to make it to Dave's Auction, did you?
No. I don't know what Dave's Auction is.
You can place certain items in your character's pockets to boost them during battle.
It's an auction where you buy expired food.
And it's not really an auction. They just say, it's like QVC, none of that. He's just like, listen, I got these socks. I got these expired Keebler cookies. I got a toilet plunger. And an LED headlamp. Everything up here, $5 each. He bangs the gavel, and you raise your hand, and some girl comes over and is like, what did you want? And you're like, I want 2 of the Keeblers and 1 of the toilet plunger. And she's like, $15. And give her the money, she brings you your stuff. And then you sit and eat your cookies while you watch the rest of the auction.
You plunge the cookie into your mouth.
Yes. You know, we learned some good life lessons from Dave himself. One of them was, life is fleeting.
Oh, that's deep.
Life is fleeting, so you should buy. And they do estate jewelry, too. So, like, $20,000 ring and then a $5 pack of expired
Keeper cookies.
and also he would say, this was stolen legally here at Dave's Auction because it was so cheap. If I was selling things, I'd be like, you're about to steal this legally. It is so cheap.
There are 3 types of blades in Xenoblade Chronicles, too. Attackers, tanks, and healer blades. So you mix and match them in your party, and you can change that up depending on what you're fighting. There are 3 types of combos to master as well. Driver combo, blade combo, and fusion combo. There will be an expansion pass available to pre-order. That's available right now. And I will give you the rundown of what's in that expansion pass. In December 2017, you'll get support items for your journey. January 2018, you'll get new quests for the main game. Spring 2018, there will be a new rare blade. Summer 2018, there will be a new challenge battle mode. And then fall 2018, you'll get a brand new story and adventure. So they're supporting the game with a lot of extra content. And that's a paid expansion pass, obviously. And then right now, there's Xenoblade Chronicles 2 DLC available in Zelda Breath of the Wild. You can get Rex's costume via a new side quest in Breath of the Wild. So Link has to go out and find meteorites that have crashed, and there's actually treasure chests, and inside those treasure chests are parts of Rex's costume, which give Link certain abilities, or boosts to certain abilities, I should say. So there you go. That's a quick rundown of what went on in the Nintendo Direct this week.
Also, guys, good news. George Takei is shocked and bewildered at the allegation.
But they all say that.
Yeah, that's what you have to do when you...
Unless you're Louis C.K., and then you should look to it because the evidence is damning you too much.
Help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what George Takei said when he heard about these allegations?
Oh, that's terrible. Was it, my.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my.
First comment comes from, let's see. KMoney1119. He says, game looks great. Day one purchase for me. Long-term DLC is nice to have. Also, like the cross-promotion with Zelda. May have to get a second Pro Controller on December 1st as well. Yes, there's a Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Pro Controller, which is like designed for the game, obviously, and the grips on the sides are like pink and green, which are the colors of the game. Super Kifo said exactly what I was thinking. I think there's two podcasts going on here. That's what it sounds like to me.
A little bit. Wait, where is Son of Goku 420?
Son Goku 420, oh, not sorry. Son of Goku. I don't know. I don't see him today.
I had a cat said a cat.
Hello, Goku, I'm an FMT Rex.
All I could think of every time I'd be like, Goku 420. Like, every time I called.
We have Super Kifo, not Son of Goku. Nikki Hill is here.
Or at least you think he's
here. So Nintendo's investor Q&A, which we talked about.
Hey!
Hello!
Must be the money!
Nintendo's investor Q&A, which we...
Plan on. Come on.
He's doing the Bannon look. Just multiple button downs on top of each other.
Let me try this again. Nintendo's investor Q&A, you're never allowed on this show. Came out a couple weeks ago when we had the Japanese version, but Nintendo took their...
investor.
Nintendo took their time translating it, but now we do have the official English translation. So there's some interesting things to discuss in there. So, Nintendo was talking about hitting Wii-like levels of success with the Switch before the Switch even came out.
Just tiny ones.
They Wii success! And they're doing quite well. You know, their goal is always Nintendo-like profits, which they say is
profics.
Roughly...
Like
profits, gadgets. Which they say is around 1 billion yen. And Nikki Hill can tell you, their stock is climbing, they're doing very well.
They're making much profits.
No,
it's like a roller coaster.
And they're talking about how
up and down.
They have short-term plans for the Switch, long-term plans for the Switch, but they also have another plan. They point out that if the Switch starts not doing well, like all of a sudden something happens and people are like,
everyone
we don't want the Switch anymore, they are working on a contingency plan for if that happens. So they're saying, listen, our goal's always Nintendo-like profits. And if the Switch, like, falters and something happens there, we have a contingency plan. Obviously, they're not talking about what, but they're like, listen, we got this.
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
A
self-destruction.
Wii U 2.
Wii 2.
N64.
Classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
And then also a Wii Classic and a Wii U Classic. And then probably the Switch Classic will sell like hotcakes.
New Matt, 3DS Classic.
Matt Fox, Matt Fox says, RMC is struggling to say anything today. Yes, yes,
well,
it's true. Hello, Zucha.
That's
hello,
I'm
Kyle.
Here.
Yeah, the show's with you there.
There's something.
Steel Diver says, Switch doesn't have to do Wii numbers to be a bigger audience. It's more important that software sales are in tandem with hardware rather than people buying a Wii Sports box. Well, so far, so good. That does seem to be the case, which is what we want to see, and obviously what Nintendo wants to see. Nintendo also says that they are making the mobile business a core pillar of their company.
What?
But they also want you to know that doesn't mean they're replacing like their others. Like, their main business is making video games, obviously, for their own hardware, and they're using mobile to drive gamers to their traditional platforms. But their goal is to make mobile a core part of their business because they make money there. They take that money and pour it into their regular stuff. They also move consumers over there from mobile to the regular devices, which they say they've seen happening already through their various polls and other sources of information.
They get their information from like financial documents. They get it from polls.
Yeah. And they also were asked, are you going to make a mobile phone? And Nintendo says, we're not at a stage where we can consider becoming a smart device platform developer. So they're saying, hey, we're not thinking about making a phone yet. Now, real Nintendo fans know that years ago, Nintendo put out a patent for their own phone. It was like a flip phone, but they never decided to go through with it. But so it's not crazy. Nintendo has thought about doing phones before. They're just not doing one now.
Nintendo's going to do a phone, and it's going to have horrible wireless.
You can only call friends if they're on your friend list.
Yeah.
You can only call your friends if you're in the same room together.
Yes. Hello, Gold Bolt. Hawk says, I can't imagine a point where it would make sense for Nintendo to create their own mobile phone. Well, right now, Nintendo cannot imagine that either. Yeah, that's a tough market to break into because you have Android, which is number one right now, and the Android devices altogether are number one, and obviously Apple and their iPhones and stuff like that. And then
Apple and their iPhones.
You know.
Palm Pilots.
Oh, yeah,
big.
People use those all the time.
Number
Blackberries.
One. Yeah.
Nintendo also says they're continuing their push into the esports territory with new titles. So Nintendo's been moving into the esports industry a little bit, especially in the last year. And they have more plans to do that. They said they're going to continue creating games along those lines. They're not getting into specifics, but they do recognize that esports are pretty big. And Nintendo has had a lot of success with esports that perhaps traditional esports fans don't notice, because I don't think traditional esports fans are watching what's going on Disney XD. But Nintendo and Disney XD, or Disney in general, I should say, have a partnership, and Nintendo shows a lot of their tournaments on Disney XD. And according to Disney XD's ratings, Nintendo's tournaments are the top. They took the number one spot and the number two, three, and I think five spots as well. And then others filled out the list. But yeah, Nintendo-Disney's partnership is going real well as far as that goes. But traditional esports fans are watching it on, like, Twitch and, to a lesser extent, TBS. TBS is really getting into it. TBS, I think tonight, is starting an esports tournament that I actually would, like, sit down and watch. And you're familiar with it. They're starting the Rocket League esports tournament tonight. And Rocket League, I think, is a fantastic game for people to watch that aren't familiar with esports, because it's ridiculously simple. You're a car,
and
you drive
soccer.
A ball into a goal. That's it.
It's not simple at all.
I mean, like, if you were, like, sitting down to watch TV and you're like, what the hell are these guys doing? And they're playing, like, League of Legends or something like that. You can't watch that going cold and be like, I don't know what's going on.
You have actual game time. It's broken down. So if anyone's unfamiliar with Rocket League, it's like FIFA, but with cars.
That's right. Hello, Mario of Seven Stars.
FIFA is, it's like Rocket League, but with people.
Right.
Mario of Seven Stars, you're not late, because Nikki Hill just got here. Who was it? Who was talking about Nikki Hill on Twitter? Do you remember?
Oh, I'll look it,
look it up.
Was it my mom?
Yeah.
I bet you didn't
know. I love that, Nikki Hill. You're the nice boy.
She'll get you the name in a second, but he was talking about, when are you going to become Nicholas Mountain, and I said, you don't feel like you're ready for that.
That would be Nicola Garlett, at Nicola Garlett.
And he suggested, did he say Nikki Plateau?
The intermediate stage would be Nick Plateau.
So you have another option there. Steel Diver says, I'm in the dwindling percentile of video gamists who don't understand what is entertaining about watching esports. I also don't like watch normal sports. Just add anime music guessing game to the Olympics already. His comment's not done, but that's really good. Did you say the anime music guessing game last night on the Olympics? Wow. Also, I'd like to take the chance to say I am so nervous about whether Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Collector's Edition comes with a normal case. If it only comes with the steelbook, I'm going to have to buy a second copy just so I can have a normal case on my shelf, and I will be very unhappy. Steel Diver, excellent job editing that post, because I see how many times you updated it and when, so I know you did that on purpose because you're the first comment.
Mario 7 Star said, Nick Plateau is what happens if he gives up growing. So just keep going, and you'll be Nicholas Mountain.
I want to go making mountains out of Nick Hills.
All right. I support it.
Take Two, which has put out NBA 2K18 on the Switch, and is also putting out WWE 2K18 on the Switch. Hopefully this year.
That.
We don't have a date yet.
I have to buy it. Remind me.
Why do I have to remind you about a show you watch every week having a game? They literally show the commercial like 20 times.
You know, I see it and I go, oh, and then it's just, I'm like a goldfish. It's out of my head. It's gone the minute the commercial's
I'm going to be honest.
Goldfish have very good
goldfish love wrestling.
Remembrance tools. What are those called?
Memories?
Brains, probably.
Retain things? Retaineries?
Retaineries,
fish
yes.
Had, like, no short-term
they
memory.
Said that, but then they did a study where they had a goldfish and a thing. With
they said that, but you know what the crazy thing is? The scientists forgot. And the fish remembered. and Take Two is doing other stuff for the Switch.
I'll tell y'all.
They talked about NBA 2K18 on the Switch, and they said they're very pleased with the sales so far. So people are buying sports games on the Switch, because my understanding is NBA 2K18 is the real deal. It's feature parity with the other versions, unlike FIFA. So this is Take Two's. This came from Take Two's earnings call. I forget the guy's name. It's like Strauss Zelnick. I think that's his name.
And Strauss Zelnick.
He says, in addition to versions for Xbox, PlayStation, PC, NBA 2K18 is our debut offering for the Switch. So far, we're very pleased with the title's performance on this new platform, and we anticipate continued strong demand across all platforms heading into the holiday season. They also said something, I don't remember if I made it a top story, they said something earlier about how they are something about like being excited for the Switch and they have more stuff coming. So they've had good results with the Switch so far. They didn't get into specifics of how much it sold, but they are very pleased with the sales. So Take-Two.
Take-Two? What else did they do?
Take-Two's the parent company of like a whole bunch of stuff. So Rockstar, any Rockstar games. Like, Bully. Coming out this week.
Bully. Are we getting Bully on the Switch? Red Dead Redemption 2.
Dude. No, no.
No, I was like, I would know.
Not even Light Company.
L.A. Noire.
Yes, L.A. Noire is this week. Okay.
Showing people downstairs.
That's right.
The game.
And we found out that they've done some tweaks to the game as well, besides the motion controls that we were talking about. In the game, when you played it originally, it was like you had three options. I forget. Oh, the main problem one
power
was...
Power off, sleep mode.
Was doubt. When you doubted a character and you picked doubt, Cole, the main character, turned into like an asshole instead of just like doubting the person. So now they changed the three options to make it much more clear. It's something like good cop, bad cop,
total
and then something else. So you know if you pick bad cop, he's going to talk to him like an asshole. And there's other tweets in there.
So you get general ideas of how to react, not like three responses to go off of.
Well, you have three options, but now you understand that. Like, if you doubt a suspect, you can doubt them and be nice about it. Yeah. But you would pick doubt, like, and sometimes Cole would be like, you're going to jail, scumbag.
I want
to
murder your family. It would be like, oh, really? Or,
really?
I thought it would be like oh, really? Or, oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, really? I don't know how they get
that. Giant Reggie says, was Nikki Hill born as Nikki Mound and then grew into Nikki Hill?
He was Nikki Dirt.
Hello, Nikki Robert. Hill. Good Nikki to see Pyle. You. We got a jam and chat and stream today, guys. Thanks for joining. Oh, yeah, I meant to say that earlier. Thank you for the YouTube support. Zoso says Nikki Pilader. Thank you for the YouTube support lately. We've been growing steadily, but in the last few weeks, we've been getting a lot of attention and nice comments on the internet. So thank you.
People being nice on the internet? That doesn't happen.
Square Enix says they're going to aggressively make games for the Switch. Aggressively!
Stop it. They're just yelling at people while they're trying to make games.
So Square
just
Enix.
Develop faster. It's
just a guy like standing behind developers, like tapping his foot.
Yeah, like aggressively tapping a watch. I gotta go.
Today's show or show in general?
What?
No, like on the podcast we were talking about merging of Square, right? Like the formation of Square Enix.
You'd have to look it up. I don't remember.
Enix, and we weren't allowed to. Like it was. Right, we were told not to or something.
I want to say yeah, but I honestly don't remember when they merged. It was a long time ago, though.
Yeah.
Trying to. I don't remember. You'd have to look it up. Anyway, Square Enix.
Squeenix.
Or Squeenix.
Let's bring it back.
That sounds like a cleaning product.
Squeenix?
Yeah. Get your windows shiny with Squeenix.
Squeenix says they're aggressively supporting the Switch, and here's the tidbits they had to say. Project Octopath Traveler.
Can you say, like, wholeheartedly or, like,
No, what's the matter with aggressive?
I just feel like it just seems like you're just...
Do you feel like it's too aggressive?
Too aggressive.
You like, better be different.
If you aggressively support me, I feel like I'm going to get, like, weirded out by you. Like, stop aggressive. Like, just be there.
I think you're, like, aggressive really support is, like, your parents at, like,
a mad dad at a Little League game. Yeah,
but, like...
Mad dad at a Little League game.
In this sense,
that's my aesthetic.
If we were aggressively supporting you... We'd be just dumping whatever money we get into a savings account for Mom Brain.
You guys should do that
to rebuild.
So like financially, you have like
an
aggressive account, like a moderate to aggressive.
Yes. No amount of money is gonna fix
that. They're just going all in.
Hello, Lightning Bro. Lightning Bro says Square Enix fused.
Deep, probably.
Square Enix fused about 2002, 2003, just after Kingdom Hearts 1. So there you go.
I'm sorry, we were talking
about... Yeah, I figured you didn't hear that. Lightning Bro says it happened around 2002, 2003.
Oh, so that was before
I guess
so. Anyway, let me get back to this, please, for the millionth time.
Magusta, what's that on?
I want to kill myself.
Amazon?
Project Octopath Traveler and Dragon Ball 11. Not Dragon... God damn it, see, this is why I'm so out of act. Dragon Quest 11. On Switch are on track for next fiscal year. Now, again, we don't know if Dragon Quest XI... Oh, no. Dragon Quest XI is getting localized. We just don't specifically know if the Switch one is. 3DSs. Switch's momentum is strong, says Square Enix, and Nintendo is doing a great job. And they say Nintendo doing great is good for Square Enix.
Would you say their momentum is aggressive?
Yes. Switch is ideal for middle-range games, which Square Enix is good at making. That's what they say. Square Enix says that about themselves. So they will work on these aggressively. When considering games for Switch, Square Enix won't rule out any IPs. So they don't want you to think, like, they'll do Kingdom Hearts, but they don't. They won't do Final Fantasy, or they'll do... Oh, boy. What else does Square Enix do? I already said Dragon Quest, so I don't want to use that.
You know, that game. You know the one.
Well, then it's you. Are they going to come out with a new one of those?
Well, I was trying to think of things that they, like, repeatedly release.
Do you want me to... I feel like I've seen it in a million things, and now I can't think of anything.
Well, I know they make... Like, they do a whole bunch, like, of stuff. I just can't think of examples off the top of my head. But anyway, they're saying all IPs are on the table. So whatever Square Enix IP it is, whatever it is, no matter if it's new, Bravely old...
Default. Was that them?
Yes, or in the works... They will consider it for Switch, so they say, don't think we're counting stuff out. New Switch games may Kingdom become Hearts. Multi-platform, but...
Say that one?
I think yes. Yeah.
But it was literally the first one I said.
Final Fantasy
I said
VII.
Final Fantasy.
Dragon Quest.
But Square Enix promised to aggressively make games for the Switch, so they're saying some of the games that come out on Switch exclusively first might go multi-platform later, but the Switch gets them first, which I appreciate them saying, because a lot of companies will be like, exclusive, but what they really mean is exclusive for 6 months, and then it comes out somewhere else. So Square Enix is being upfront and saying, listen, we have some games that'll be Switch exclusive for a limited time, and then they might go somewhere else. Oh, so thank you, I appreciate that.
They just distributed, didn't they?
They do publish a lot.
Transparency.
Yeah, there you go. Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
They are the publisher of Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, Rise of.
Hello, Nico Davunia.
Or Rise of the...
Oh boy, this is a big one.
Tom Raider.
Top rated comment from Raider. Some guy with Tom dumb Raider. Hair.
Insurance salesman.
Tom Raider.
Are we supposed to guess who it is?
Raider. Tom Raider.
Hello, inner black ninja. He says Just Cause. Yeah, Santiago, I thought that, but I wasn't sure. Near. Square Enix says Near.
Oh. Akon is back! Near.
Akon is
Near.
Back.
Akon is back.
Nair. I think they just say it Near. Some guy with dumb hair says, aggressively make games for Switch. I like to imagine a bunch of people with their teeth clenched and their muscles bulging and they're punching and pounding the keyboard and headbutting the computer and other stuff around the office now and then. And even when they're just walking around, they're grunting and roaring like on Dragon Ball Z or something. And they headbutt the door and stomp their feet and slam the keyboard with steel chairs, WWE style. And when the game is finished, their muscles bulge really huge. And through clenched teeth, they let out a crazy roar and jump off a ladder and punch the keyboard with one last bit of code. Then the game is finished. And they ship it out.
Do they aggressively ship it? Or do they gently ship it?
Yeah, that's the only way they do anything.
It's
aggressive.
It's just like, you know.
Aggressively ship it, just throwing them into a box?
Crankily.
Crankily.
Throwing a tantrum about it the whole time.
This week we had a video review for Doom. I did a video review for Doom on the Switch. And I can't tell you how many people reached out to me to say that I just clicked the wrong button. God damn it.
You pressed stop instead of record.
I literally hit stop. Right. I can't tell you how many people reached out to me to be like, why didn't you use footage from the Switch? I did use footage from the Switch. That's gameplay footage of me playing on the Switch. So,
ding-dongs.
You can check out my video review, which many of you have.
What did they think it was?
They thought I was recording the PS4 or the Xbox One version.
Oh. Could they just not
or the PC
it
version.
Was that good?
Honestly, I swear to God.
I believe you.
I want to say at least like 15 people ask me why I didn't use footage from the Switch version. I'm like, like the button prompts are in the game. You can see that it's from the Switch version, but whatever.
They didn't watch it.
Probably not. They might have looked at the thumbnail. Right, that's true. That's a good point.
What's that?
They might have looked at just the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Which could be true.
Which the thumbnail you used PS4.
Kirby, this is not going to work.
I used their official artwork in their press site. So.
How does it compare?
I played PS4 version, and I play. Well, I'll talk about this in one
Bye
what
guys.
We played
I'm
section. So that. Oh, now I can actually get stuff done. Swedish Galaxy 94 says Nintendoom, Nintendoom, Nintendoom. Speaking of that, Donut Muffin. Hello, Murky Water and Alejandro. Donut Muffin, longtime reader of the site, gave us a lovely new banner for this weekend.
Thank you.
And it is animated. It's an animated banner, whether you're on, let's say, tablet or desktop. You get the full or the smaller version, and it's for Doom. And he wrote out "Go Nintendo" in Doom letters, and then the shotgun from Doom comes up into the screen and blows a hole in the screen, making the OM. So it says Nintendoom. Oh, and even cooler, the official Twitter account for Doom retweeted my video review for Doom. That was the very first one that they retweeted, which I was honored to see. And then on top of that, when I thanked the person on Twitter who made our banner, they also thanked that person and gave them a nice tweet, which I think is really cool. So good for them. And it was also really cool to see Bandai Namco, Nintendo, and the official Doom account all on Twitter were discussing what they were playing this weekend. And they were saying, well, let's play some Odyssey, and then we'll play some Xenoblade Chronicles, and we'll play some Doom, and we'll play some Dragon Ball. So it was all three Twitter accounts interacting with each other, and it wasn't like, obviously, it's marketing related, but they didn't plan it out in advance. They were just BSing with each other, which is kind of cool to see. Zidane loves Go Nintendo.
Oh, that's a name.
Zidane, yeah, wow.
Is that the Zidane?
The Zidane, Z. Alright, North America this week's uploads from Nintendo, downloads for the consumers. Doom! Doom is available on the Switch. They say Doom is back and brutally fun and challenging. L.A. Noir is coming out November 14th, as is Rocket League the same day. Snipperclips, cut it out together. The DLC is available.
DLC?
Yeah, let me tell you about it. Paper Pals, Snip and Clip must cut each other into the right shapes to overcome new obstacles in this paid DLC update to the original Snipperclips. There are, I believe, 30 new puzzles, 3 new Blitz games, and a new stamp mode as well. And the original levels got remixed, so it's like a whole new way to play the original levels, 30 brand new levels. Extra modes?
You have to pay for this.
Yes, it is paid DLC. It is called Snipperclips Plus. Now, if you don't want the paid DLC, or you never bought the game, you can now buy it at retail. You can get a retail copy of Snipperclips Plus. Snipper or if you have the eShop version of the original, you can get DLC.
How much is Snipperclips?
Snipperclips.
It doesn't say.
Like, is it $20? Is it the full price of the game?
If you buy the retail version, yeah.
Well, if you get the downloadable content, you'll get...
The DLC will be cheaper.
You'll get...
Well, what if you don't...
You'll get...
So if you don't own the game originally, you won't be able to play the download, the DLC.
You buy the original and get the DLC.
Alright, I'm just... Because it sounds like it's a whole new game. And...
It has 30 new levels as DLC.
Right.
So you buy Snipperclips.
But it's got all the original levels reloaded or remastered.
Yes, that's also included in the DLC, yes.
Okay.
So your options are buy Snipperclips and get the DLC on the eShop.
So you can buy it as DLC, which it kind of already relies on what you already own.
Yeah.
To load. Or you can buy it, you can buy it off the eShop brand new and pay full price.
I'm going to say this one time. You can download Snipperclips from the eShop. Regular Snipperclips. Snipperclips Plus is the DLC. You would add that to your eShop game. Or you can go to retail, and the only option at retail is Snipperclips Plus. All the content in one package. Now, the retail version would be more expensive.
So it's going to match the price of Snipperclips Plus the DLC.
Yes, you got it. I think it's only like $30 to the retail one. Also available is Mario Party, the top 100. Have you ever partied with Mario?
All the time!
Have you ever stuffed mouthfuls of pizza?
That guy killed a
shroom. Oh my god.
He pounds shrooms like
now we can tell
this
story. We can tell the story. So the press release says, ever partied with Mario, stuffed mouthfuls of pizza, or dodged penguins?
Hey.
So when Nikki Hill and I went to Nintendo's holiday, whatever, they had us in to play some games. And when we played Mario Party Top 100, and I told you this story last time on the podcast, I wasn't allowed to talk about this, but now I can because the game's out. When we were there, I said, do you have pushy penguins in Mario Party the Top 100? Because that's my favorite game of all time. And
pushy
we played a ton of it.
One.
And one of the reps was like, I don't know. She's like, you can't tell anybody, but let me look. So she went through the game, and she's like, is this it? And showed it to me. And it was Pushy Penguins. And I was like, that's careful, all I need right careful. There. So Pushy Penguins is part of it.
Push your own water.
Play it like this. Get up, stupid.
Sitting at the edge of a swimming pool.
You're a dumb penguin. Why ain't you moving anymore, penguin?
So Pushy Penguins is your favorite Mario yes. Party minigame?
Yes, without a doubt.
Is that everyone else's? I'd like to know. I just like to know.
A lot of us played it for a long time.
I hate Mario Party.
But I also, there's another one.
What?
You hate what?
Mario Party. I don't
There's
like
another
Super,
one
Super Smash Brothers.
That I don't know the name of. Thanks, Alejandro. That's very nice of you to say.
I like Deer Derby.
Hello, Jeff. There's one I don't know the name of. It's like the screen is split into four.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a path. But it's an icy path, so you slip on it the whole time. And the path gets more and more narrow as you go. And it's about who can make it the furthest.
Oh,
it's just walking down a path, but I love it. And I don't know if that's in this one, to tell you the truth. I don't remember.
It's funny. Like Dinger Derby.
Cass has got to walk down a path IRL, and it's like, he hates it.
And he loves not for me. I also want to point out, Mario Party, the top 100, is single card download play. So if you want to play the game with other people, you don't need four copies of the game. You just need one. And even cooler, which is much rarer, the entire game is available for multiplayer that way. So all modes that are multiplayer are available as download play. So you get one mode that everybody downloads, but here you get all the multiplayer modes. So you only need one cartridge of the game for four people to play. It's just those people need a 3DS to play.
To buy this for my sister.
I would like to play it later. It is a lot of fun.
Well, me and my sister have been desperately trying to find a copy of Mario Party 5 that isn't $135.
They never made 5.
They did.
Nope, they scooped
it. They did? And that's the one we need.
Place in Somerville.
No, I think Kevin, or
I did.
RMC, whatever your name is, looked for me already, and
they
it was still,
it.
They didn't have it. And then online, it's nothing but like $100-something, and it's like, if anyone has it and they want it anymore, send it my way.
North America got Story of Seasons Trio of Towns as a 3DS theme. And then also new this week is Batman, the Telltale series. So that's the whole first season available on November 14th. Also available on November 14th is Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2 and Rhyme. Rhyme's finally coming out on the Switch. That's the game about the little boy who runs around.
Who became a rapper.
Wears a cape.
Likes to rhyme.
Uno is available for the Switch. It'll Do 2 Plus is available from the Switch on the Switch for our. Let me try this again.
Yeah.
It'll Do 2 Plus is available on the Switch from our friends at Nicholas.
Oh, is that the one that I looked at before and I went, this looks cute?
Yeah, it's the one you looked at before where you picked it up and you said, It'll Do 2! Yes, that's the same game.
You know, I really hate you sometimes. I don't know why we're friends.
Octodad Dadliest Catch is available on the Switch. The Neo Geo game Street Hoop is
Dadliest
available on
Catch?
Switch.
Yeah. Is that where you just hunt for daddy men?
No, it's where you're an octopus man that is pretending to be a human.
Oh, I played that! They had it on the Apple TV last time I was in the Apple Store.
Somehow people don't realize that he's not a human.
I had to get to my wedding and it was very difficult.
Rock and Roll Racing Off-Road DX is on the Switch. Ben 10 is available on the Switch as of November 14th. Talomir is on the Switch. Maria the Witch is on the Switch. Cat Quest is available right now. It's an RPG about cats.
That sounds cool.
And I hear it's quite good. Spellspire is available on the Switch, which I think you should check out.
Who?
Spellspire. No, in general.
I was like, woo.
It's like a kind of RPG-ish, but it's about spelling. Like, you make words to fight enemies based on the letters you have. It's kind of like Boggle, but with a story.
Sounds like, what is it?
Boggle with a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
No one asked for that. No one asked for Boggle with a story.
Let me take this moment to say that the developer of this game is a big fan of Go Nintendo, so I hope he's listening right
now. Whatever, he can come fight me.
I like how there's
he's
no,
gonna
like,
be doing
there's no
than
in between.
Me.
It's either I like your game or fight
if
me.
If he's going to be upset that some loser in New Jersey made a comment about what he's doing.
Super Putty Squad is available on the Switch. Koi DX is available on the Switch. Bond of the Skies is on the 3DS. RTO is on the 3DS. Warkle Worlds has a demo on the 3DS.
Warkle.
Lords of Thunder is on the Wii U Virtual Console. And surprise, Hulu's on the Switch. Nintendo put it at almost the bottom of their press release. It was the second to last entry in their online press release. And they didn't mention it was coming out. There were no hints about it at all. Nothing like that at all. It's just, boom, Hulu's out. If you want to see what Hulu's like, I showed you some of it on our YouTube channel. Hello, Corgan. I can't show you footage of the shows because I'll get in trouble with YouTube. Plus, the Switch blocks you out from doing it. So as I was recording footage of the app, it kept knocking me out of the app because you're not allowed to record it. But I made it work. So, but it's Hulu.
Somebody tweeted a picture of the Golden Girls on a Switch. And
that tweet had like 23,000 retweets or something like that.
Because the Golden Girls is eternal and amazing.
I guess so.
And putting it on a Switch is... I mean, I have Hulu on like 4,000 devices, but the fact that I can also have
watch
it on a Switch...
Watch Blanche whore it up on the Switch.
That's what I do every day at work.
Wobble Bobble says, I'm so down with Snipperclips DLC. What a gem. Interested in Doom and LA Noir, but holding off for now. Great to see a Zelda sale. Yes, there is a Zelda sale on my Nintendo. Now, for our European friends... We're running late. I wonder why. Our European friends got... Oh my god, this list is so long.
You're Doom. D-I-C-K. I wonder why.
There's the option to preload Xenoblade Chronicles 2. LA Noir will be available. Farming Simulator has moved over to Europe now. Take on the challenges of the modern farmer. Explore a huge open world, including a detailed North American environment, loaded with farming activities over hundreds of acres of land. Drive over 250 authentic farming vehicles and equipment from over 75 manufacturers,
drive
including your favorite brands.
John Deere?
Your favorite farming brands, such as Challenger, Fendt,
John Deere,
Massey Ferguson, and Valtra.
No harvest, John Deere?
Harvest many... secret unlockable.
Valtra is a bunch of different farming machines that come together to form one ultimate farming
machine. Many types of crops. Tend to your livestock. Take part in forestry work and sell your products. Expand and invest in your farm. Transport your goods in trucks and trailers or load and drive trains to reach your destination.
Do you have to keep hooligans away from sleeping with your daughter? Because that's all I know about farmers that they're trying
to do. DLC. That's DLC. Sonic Forces is available. Ben 10 is available. Snipperclips Plus is available. Maria the Witch, Street Hoop, Heroes of Monkey Tavern, Uno, Koi DX, Octodad, Dadliest Catch.
Uno like the card game?
Yeah.
I like a new game called Uno. Yeah.
Published by Ubisoft, so maybe it's Uno.
Could you find your fingerlings?
Rock and Racing Off-Road DX is available. Spellspire is available. Talomere is available. Transcripted is available.
See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Kirby. Bye, thanks for coming.
Bye, Kirby. He couldn't stand being next to me anymore. He had to leave.
I understand. Cat Quest is available.
You're trapped! Ha!
Super.
I have it in my car.
Super Beat Sports is available as a demo, so if you want to try out the game before you buy it. There's DLC for Snipperclips, obviously, and Sonic Forces.
right there?
3DS hiding out. The police think you're a bank robber. Find 100 pieces of a photo of the real robber in a single screen game inspired by classic arcade games.
100 pieces?
Yeah.
How tiny do they rip that picture up?
Yeah, no kidding.
Shredder.
They put it through a shredder twice.
Like the machine, not turtle.
The turtle rat man, whatever he is. I get them all confused. I never watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I never watched Nintendo.
I wasn't Ninja Turtles, and then I decided to go for the full name. But
I never watched the Ninja Turtles. Shredder is like the main bad guy.
Splinter is the rat.
What?
And the guy that
Bacon is... Bacon Bits has tweeted to me that he found Mario Party 5 on eBay for $35. What? Thanks, Big Bits, if you're watching.
What was I going to say now? Where are we talking? Oh, Rat King is the bad guy who is related to rats. But Bonds of the Skies is available on 3DS. RTO is available on 3DS. Warkle Worlds has a demo. Man, I hate that name.
Warkle? That sounds like the other dog you get after you get Huifus.
You got Three Souls demo. It got Annihilation. Digital Champ, the virtual console game, is available there as well. And Mombrain, I'm sorry, but according to this, there are no 3DS themes.
Trash!
No Hello Kitty? No, nothing. It doesn't say anything.
You know, we have a cat, and I love our cat dearly. But I don't consider myself a cat mom.
Well, because your child is hell-bent on trying to murder you every single day.
But he's not my kid. He's my roommate.
He's not my kid. He's my roommate.
Steel Diver says Xbox
cat
fan.
Like, he lives here, but I'm not his mother.
Steel Diver says Xbox fans get Super Lucky's Tale, and all we get is this. You know, I wanted to get Super Lucky's Tale, and the reviews have been so mixed, I don't know what to think. If it's like, you know, Games Press being Games Press, or if it's like a bad game. I don't know. If anybody that's watching the podcast live right now has played it, let me know. Did we not do that? We don't need to do that. Like I said, Mario Party the Top 100 is available. We gave you guys a review of that as well. And I apologize because I don't have any 3DS capture equipment, so I had to use already existing footage. But we have a video review, and it seems like you guys enjoyed it, so thank you. And then our last top story, Factor 5, who worked on a number of Nintendo-related games, including Star Wars games, they were working on a game called Star Wars Rogue Leaders Rogue Squadron for the Wii, but for numerous reasons, it never came out. But Factor 5, in an interview with IGN, said they would like the game to come out on Switch, and they really don't see any reason why it couldn't, as far as technically, you know, they'd have to do some work to spruce it up a bit, but they're willing to do that. But when it comes to video games and Star Wars, you would have to go through both Disney and EA, because EA, EA has the exclusive rights to doing Star Wars games on consoles, so they'd have to be involved. But Factor 5 president Julian Egbricht says he's down for it. He thinks the game would really work right now. He doesn't think a lot of work would have to be done to get it to be up to snuff for his Switch.
And he says EA's involved. They're going to think there's a lot of
work. Right. He says it's just a matter of getting the gang together, and they're all around. He talks about all the developers and where they are and what they're doing. He's like, they're all still in the industry. It shouldn't be a problem to do it. So Factor 5's like, yeah, let's do it. That game never came out. We were proud of it. We want to get it out there, so why not put it out on Switch? And you never know. Something could happen. The Switch is certainly doing well. It could be catching Disney's attention, and they'll be like, oh, maybe we will do something. But I'm sure EA will ruin it. Temptation,
yep, as they do everything,
says it's not a project that EA can milk for $50 million plus in profits. So don't get your hopes up. Yeah, EA will probably be like, there's not enough microtransactions or loot boxes in here. No. So
that's legally
need to see how sales are going to be doing on the Switch in general.
Yeah. EA makes me so mad, guys.
EA,
like,
in my opinion, has done so much to ruin so many games and developers in recent years.
It makes me so mad.
I made my official decision. I know I talked about this a little bit last week. I'm not buying Star Wars at all. I love Star Wars. I had a great time at the last game. I'm not buying it.
I'm buying this Sims 4 Cats and Dogs expansion pack, and it might be the last thing that I buy regarding the Sims 4.
Part of the problem.
I know. That's why I'm cutting myself off.
Until I do, like, Sims 4.
Notice the wording.
Parrots and pandas.
No, I don't need parrots and pandas. I want...
This is probably going to be the last
thing I buy. See, I know. I know myself.
For Sims 4.
When Sims 5 comes out, yeah.
No.
Expansion pack.
At this rate, there is no Sims 5 because nobody's going to want it. Because
Sims 5 will be like, their expansion packs will be like,
like $60, and you get the ability edition, to fart. Yeah.
Asian people edition. They'll just start
taking
out.
They're going to have one stuff pack that's just toilets. It's just going to be nothing.
Now your Sims can poop in the house.
Yeah. It just makes me mad, and I just want cats and dogs in my game so bad, so I'm going to buy it, and then I'm going to try and just sever ties. This is a 17-year struggle I've been dealing with.
It really is them, with each Sims installment at least, taking out stuff that would have been in the base game and then stretching
it out. Exactly. The fact
and making it paid over such a ridiculously long amount of time.
The fact that game came out 3 years ago. But this
nowadays, yes, but
games
I
come out and it's like half the game.
Yeah, but
like,
I think
buy the sequel. That's actually,
I agree, but I think EA is the worst offender.
What about Marvel with their movies, where it's like, we're gonna make this a three-parter. I don't think they've ever done a three-parter, but two-parter.
They did three Iron Mans, didn't they?
Hey, one Harry Potter book gets two movies.
Just the one.
One story for The Hobbit gets three movies.
I thought was ridiculous.
Books, aren't they?
Huh?
The Hobbit's she loves Harry Potter, so that's cool, but Lord of the Rings can't do that.
I know, I'm just...
Was just one.
I love Lord of the Rings. Get out of my face.
Which do you love more, book, Harry right? Potter or The Lord of the Rings?
Harry Potter, obviously, but I enjoy Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Me and Duke Michaels watched the entire, all three of them, with the appendices, and spent literally 15 hours watching Lord of the Rings one day. So, don't try and tell me I don't know what I'm doing.
But it's still the same.
I didn't say that. I just said you like Harry Potter more.
It's true. I just get so mad that The Sims 4 came out 3 years ago, and
Chef says careful with that finger.
The fourth expansion pack that's come out. Whereas The Sims 3 had probably 20 expansion packs in the 5 years it was a relevant game.
Well, like I said, I've been part of the problem, and I'm done. I'm not going to be part of the problem anymore.
This is like a crack addiction. I need to, like, wean myself off of buying Sims
expansion. Well, it's not EA. This was 2K this... Or Take-Two this week, who is parent company, 2K, obviously. They're talking about how NBA 2K18 has virtual currency, which is basically saying you got to pay money, real money, to get stuff. And they saw negative reaction online. Consumers, like, hitting up various sites that have review averages and bombing the game with, like, a 1 or a 0 score if it's allowed, and complaining about the virtual currency and everything. And Take-Two's like, here's the thing. We hear the consumer sentiment online, but our sales for the digital, for the virtual currency stuff, this game compared to last, are 65% higher. So they're like, we need to make money, and we hear the negative, we hear the complaints, but we also are seeing more people buying this stuff. So they're like, we don't know if it's the people complaining online and buying it anyway, or if those people aren't buying and it's just a bigger audience that is. They probably bought
it and then complained about it. Just like when you eat a whole cheeseburger and then your waiter or waitress comes by and goes, so how was everything? It was totally wrong. Why did you eat it?
I hated it. Yeah. My brother-in-law does that all the time.
My mother.
Instead of just
it's time, like, for that.
Resolving it.
Yeah. And then he just spends the rest of the day complaining about it. I'm like, so you could have just not eaten it. Or just sent it back.
Okay. You smell like cat poop all the time. All right, let's talk
about the litter box in your office. She's gonna put the litter box in your mail.
Let's talk about what we played.
Breep.
Define Stogie. So, what we played. PC, what have you been playing?
Let's see. I played Super Mario Odyssey last night, and it was amazing. You can ask RMC. I literally said, oh my god, this is amazing, 20 times in the first 5 minutes.
She literally
that
said, I want to play Odyssey, probably by the third sentence that she said when I when she first got here.
Yeah,
I was like, hi, how are you? I want to play Odyssey.
Yeah, that's true.
Standard PC.
I've been playing that. And mostly just The Sims 4, adding all sorts of mods. I was telling you about, I got the drug ones, so now you can make crackheads. It's, you know, just making it fun. Making it real life.
Just making it fun.
There's, like, a prostitution mod I downloaded. And I think, yeah, for some reason I haven't been in the groove to play anything on PlayStation 4 recently. I started playing Wolfenstein, the first one, and then it just kind of petered out.
What happened?
I had to go to work, and then I just haven't sat back down to, like, pick it up. There's periods of time where I'll just, like, get in and out of playing. Like, I'll be a month straight of just playing something, and then I'll just be like, I'm not going to play PlayStation for a while. I'm real weird. I don't know why. But that's all I've really been, playing, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, the Remix 10. On the Super Mario Run. I got Daisy a while ago, and I was very excited.
Daisy.
Also, a fun fact, I don't know if y'all know or care, but I'm Daisy. Whenever I have to play Mario Party with my sister, I am forcibly not allowed to be Daisy because she'll fight me. So
she picks Daisy?
Yeah. And I have to be like the little sister, and I have to play with Peach and the dumb janky controller, even though I'm almost 30 years old. It never changes, people.
Why don't you fight back?
I'm a little afraid of her.
I understand.
She's the eldest one. She's 9 years older than me. I don't know her. She'll fight me.
Mom Brain, what have you been playing?
Nothing.
Okay, thanks, Mom Brain. Nikki Hill, what have you been playing?
HQ. Does that count?
Yes.
HQ.
So wait, I didn't hear. Where did you hear that that Scott was?
During one of the days. He was like, I'm not going to be here this weekend.
Oh, no. But we'll be back Monday? I'm sorry. The other hosts are not good.
No.
Right?
There's an awkwardness.
There really is. But Scott has an awkwardness to him as well, but it's a likable awkwardness.
Look, here's my problem. The one girl couldn't even get through the full question in 10 seconds.
I know. The guy had that problem too, the other guy that he's friends with.
Yeah, the other thing...
Is it a trivia thing?
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing is, at the end, like after everyone guesses, everybody else just goes, blah, blah, blah is the answer! Where he's like...
Hey, yes! Yes, he has a relationship with the viewers, and they do not. Yeah. He needs to come back. I feel like...
He's coming back. Give the guy a break. Twice a day, every day.
That guy works twice a day for 15 minutes.
He works until 30 minutes. You know what's really bothering me? The lag.
the lack.
Well, they're getting more. Like, the average when we started playing was like 20,000 people. Now the average game is like 50,000 people.
Since I started with you, it's been like in the 50s, and it's been fine.
Growing pains.
Then
growing
the pains. One girl took over the other afternoon.
She did it.
And she froze the system.
And she's running everything by herself. We're talking about HQ, the trivia app on iOS. It's not available on Android yet. Look, I'm sure it will be at some point. But, yeah, you answer 10 questions, or 12 questions.
Although sometimes...
Sometimes 15.
Yeah.
And if you answer all 10 correctly, you get a cut of the pot, which could be 250 or 500 or 1,000, or I've seen up to 2,500.
Or this Sunday...
I didn't hear.
$5,000!
Really? Well, so depending on how many people win, you split the pot with them. And we're talking about the hosts that are on the show. Usually it's one host, Scott. I don't remember his name, but he's great. I love him. Scott Rogowski, that's it. I really like him. He's a lot of fun. But I guess he's on vacation for a bit, so I have other people filling in. And all of them, I've seen three of them. They all suck so far.
I don't want to just insult them. Like, it's really hard. They're not Scott. It's like stand-up comedy. Like... There's a presence that needs to be there and everything.
I agree with that. I am being harsh,
but... I kind of get the feel that, like, yes, these people are... They're trying. They're trying to be conversational and have a quick little tidbit of info or something related to the question that was just asked and stuff. But there's a... I don't know. It's a disconnect or
sorry.
It's
thank
like
you.
Bless kinda your just, heart.
Not that they got pulled in off the street, but it's kind of like they're working there and... They kind of got pulled into it, and they weren't 100% ready for it.
Yeah, it's
the other thing that I really get from Scott is that he
hi Bjorna.
It appears as though he really takes the time, and he does other research, or somebody's doing research,
it
and he's
does
a little bit smoother
way.
With delivery.
He has
stuff.
His awkward moments, but he like you can tell he's like he plays along with them. Like he's I don't know, there's just something about him. I really feel like he makes the game. Like, I like the trivia game with that, and I still play it, but I feel like he's a good part of it. And if you look at the chat when you play, everybody's like, Scott, where's Scott?
Yeah. Bring back Scott. Download
tonight at 9 o'clock. Next all right, game,
let's
you get
do it.
It.
And tomorrow, 9 o'clock. $5,000.
Weekends are 9 o'clock only. Weekdays are 3 and 9.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a free app, you guys.
Yesterday,
I wish it was
3:30
because school's still in session.
Right, this is not a sponsored anything. It's a game we're playing on the phone. It's great.
Yesterday,
we just really like it.
Nobody won at lunch, so it rolled
it,
in.
Yeah,
so
it doubled up.
Was
yeah, I saw it. I saw that. All right, what have I been playing? I've played Doom, which is how I did the review. Now, Nikki Hill was asking me, how is it? It is super impressive. I think it
that's
is.
That's why you ignored me earlier.
Yes, I think it is one of the best ports of a game I've ever seen.
Port.
Panic Button, and I guess Bethesda did work too, but Panic Button did a phenomenal job with it. They did really, really good. Honestly, it looks so close to the other version. Yes, there are some sacrifices, without a doubt, and the game does run at 30 frames per second versus 60. But I'm super impressed by it. It blows my mind how they managed to get that game to where it's at on the Switch. I'm still enjoying it just as much. I really don't have anything bad to say about it. There's a couple of frame rate hiccups here and there, but not anything that ruined the game for me by any means. And it's not like down to a 5-second crawl or something like that. It's just a couple hiccups, and it's good. It's really good. I'm super impressed with it. They did an excellent job. They obviously put a lot of work into it. And Bethesda is taking the Switch very seriously, so that's cool to see. And Bethesda has Skyrim coming out soon for the Switch.
Skrim?
Skrim?
What else have I been playing? I've been playing Odyssey, but I didn't get to play too much Odyssey because I was doing the Doom review.
I was doing the Doom.
So I'm just collecting
Doom,
more
Doom.
Moons and that, and there's things I want to talk about, but we're still too close to the game
coming
out, so I don't want to...
Toast Arena. That's what
I
hear
for. I don't want to spoil the game. Your favorite part, you've played two parts, that's it.
Three, I'm in the wood place now.
How did you do that?
Oh, last night! No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I'm hoping
I don't remember that at all.
You were watching me when I did that. I was playing
right,
it on the couch.
Boy, you're already onto the wood. You're just...
I know. I went and I got a bunch of more moons in Toast Arena.
A bunch of more moons.
I put on my little sombrero and my poncho, and I went and I did a little mariachi, and then I went in like a...
Sorry, we're talking
about... No, not you.
We're talking about Sky Shrimp.
Sky Shrimp.
tree.
Yeah, and then I went in into the hole under the inverted pyramid, and I beat that, and then I wooed on over to Woodstown.
Whatever it is, Inca, Aztec head that you punch in the face.
Which, that's kind of cool how they did it, where the top of his head sticking out, and they're like, oh, I wonder how you get these multi-moons. Like so that. Weird.
I'm sad I didn't get to see you do that part, because there's something I wanted to show you, like a secret spot, but...
Zip.
Well,
how many moons do you have, says Jeff.
I think that's I think the last one I remember, I can't remember if I added more moons or not before I went to bed. Last time I remember that sticks out of my brain, I had 36 so far.
I think I have 750. I think I have that.
750?
Yeah, there's a lot
of moons. Adios mio! That's a lot.
Well, you're leaving areas. I mean, let me say it this way. You can play the game however you want.
I can go back to those areas, right?
Yeah,
so it's...
But the thing I think what happens with people is they rush through the game and they see the kingdoms and then they don't want to go back and do the other ones because they're like, I've seen everything.
Oh, see, no, I'll do it and then I can go back and...
Oh, I deleted your game. You can't do it.
Well, you're a trash human and I can't believe we're friends.
So I also played Mario Party, the top 100 for the review.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very quick turnaround on that game for review, but it's Mario Party, so you know what you're getting. Mario Party, the top 100. So, I feel like the game is like this. It's like, hey, there's this thing, and it's fun. And no, there's this thing, and it's not so fun. So, it's like, hey, you remember Mario Party when we used to have board games like you would actually play on a board. Well, that's back. Oh, but there's only one board, and it's kind of small. And then there's like, hey, there's this cool mode that you and I played, decathlon mode, where you play 10 games in a row, or half decathlon, where you play 5. And... First place isn't what it's all about. You get a score-based...
Pentathlon? Pentathlon?
I don't know. But first place isn't what it's all about, because you get a total score overall. It's not just first place. Based on how you're doing, you get a score at the end of all 5 games, or at the end of all 10 games, you can potentially win. You don't need to come in first every time. But, on the other hand, you can't play other games. It's always the same 5 games or always the same 10 games.
Oh, really?
That's annoying. That's kind of booty.
I'm not sure about Amiibo. Amiibo might unlock something,
Amiibo?
That shouldn't be the case. Amiibo. You shouldn't have to scan in Amiibo to get another set of 5 or 10.
No, like we did that at the meeting, and I thought that was just because it was a demo.
Yes, so
did I. Thought when you actually play it, like if you're hosting the game, you can create a 5.
No.
A 5 or
I thought that as well, and I sat down to play, and I was like, oh, these are the 5 we played. And then I looked at the menu, and I was like, oh, these are the only 5 you can ever play.
That's insane.
I know. And then there's single player mode, and it's Mario Party. Like, I think it's nice that they
Mario Party?
They do it in Mario Party games. I it's nice that they put it in there. I understand, but if you are someone who doesn't have friends to play Mario Party with, I don't know why you're buying Mario Party unless you really like the single player. If you like it, that's fine, but...
Maybe they used to have friends, and they played all the Mario Parties together, and then that person's not friends with them anymore, so they got to taste it with friendship, and now they're just trying to fill the void.
It sounds like somebody's, like, slogan gone terribly wrong.
Taste
like, taste it with friendship.
I don't here's want the other jump thing. To conclusions and like label people or tell people how they're supposed to feel, but how I would feel if I was playing that then would be very alone.
I think I played a game of Mario Party.
If you want to unlock all the games that are in the game, you have to do single player.
I was babysitting and the kid went to sleep, so I had nothing else to do. And the only game I could find was Mario Party.
What is single player?
No.
It was on a GameCube. I was like, I'm not searching.
Yeah, this is top 100. Yeah. You have to unlock the games by playing.
Not all of them, but some of them. Yeah.
So what is it? It's like the top 80? Top 90?
It's like going to
I
want to
say it's like the top 50.
And you got to unlock 50?
I think.
Are you kidding me? I just paid for this, so I don't have to do work.
It might be in only certain modes. I don't remember. But the download play is fantastic because, like I said, you only need one cartridge for access to all multiplayer stuff, and you get all the characters. It's not like download play. One person gets to be whoever they want, and everybody else has to be Daisy, because, let's face it, nobody wants to do... So, here's the thing.
I thought
Mario
we were
Party
friends.
With friends...
I feel personally attacked right now.
...is always fun. There are ones that are better, and there are ones that are worse.
It's not always fun. I feel that early Mario Parties were designed to tear friendships apart.
No. You're
Mario
wrong.
Mario Party and Mario
All
Party
All of them
2,
are like that.
But... Me and my sister can play it without getting too mad at each other, though she did swindle me out of some stars the other day, and I was not feeling it.
This is how every Mario
but
Party
I
is.
Feel like the first two are designed to just bring pain, whereas the other ones you can kind of each have a good time.
I don't know what Mario Party you're playing. There's other modes in other games where it's not as cutthroat, yes, but like...
I don't know, maybe me and my sisters like each other too much.
Here's another question.
Yeah?
Her and I have a great time.
It's called Mario Party.
Yes. That's not a question.
Not Mario Lonely, you know?
It could be like Chef Mario Hearts, game for one.
So, as long as you have friends, you will have some fun with it, yes. If you're only getting it for a single player, I wouldn't recommend it.
Some people might have fun with it, though. So
oh, yeah. I'm just saying, my review is, if you're only getting it for single player, you can play against the bots in all the modes and change the difficulty of them and all that stuff. So if that's your jam when it comes to Mario Party, go ahead, because that's what's in here. But personally, I feel like Mario Party is best played with friends. And the other point is...
You're just making people who don't have friends that like to play Mario Party feel even worse the more you talk.
The other point is, I prefer my Mario Party... I'm getting used to saying Mario.
I'm so proud of you for saying Mario this whole time.
I'm getting used... I prefer my Mario Party on the TV. I like couch co-op all of them on TV. I don't really like the portable versions. Again, that's just me. I'm not marking the game down for it, but I will tell you I prefer them on TV.
I keep forgetting that.
I don't like them, and it's wrong.
Is it on the 3DS or new
all
3DS
of them.
XL?
You name it. Everyone. It's on the 2DS, 3DS, new 2DS XL, new 3DS,
5DS,
new 3DS XL.
Extra small, 5DS. Large, big, new.
2DS. That's how they got away from it. That's how they got around it.
What?
There's the DS... The DSi.
Well, that's a different generation.
No.
I remember the DSi.
Oh, they got to one. No.
This is the 2DS. It's a DS, damn it. It's a DS.
Wait, it's not a DS. It doesn't play DS games.
It's the new DS. So they came out with the new DS, and then they had a new DS, and then like, what are we going to call this one? Ah, the 2DS.
Well, look at the other systems. They don't make any sense at all. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and then Nintendo 64. We skipped, like, a lot of numbers there. Then they just went nuts. GameCube, Wii?
I would like to see you take your DS argument to, like, the Senate floor. Like, I feel like I could just picture you before Congress being like, hello, my name is Nicholas Hill, and I have something I need to say about the DS's.
He did mention it when we were with Nintendo.
And they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Because you scared them. They're shaking in their boots. Shaking in their Mario caps.
Right. They had there were trained snipers on them. They were
somebody's holding a dart up and somebody else is like, just like to the distance,
actually,
you know, shoot them.
Right after I said that is when that one gentleman came in. He was like the muscle.
Get out. Sakona says 3DS family of consoles can play DS games. It was a mistake that I made. All versions of the 3DS can play DS games.
Well, look at that.
So the 2DS can still play DS games?
Yes.
I still have my original DS.
It's the new DS.
the new DS.
I think that's it for as far as
that's
what
a clear
I played.
One.
This week, I will tell you, I'm not allowed to tell you what, but I can tell you that there's going to be...
I'll tell you what.
Let me think about this.
Big news.
We're all going to start doing the podcast nude from here on out.
I'm halfway there.
There's at least two reviews. We have at least two reviews coming out this week, and I'm pretty positive it's more than that. I have to take a look at my schedule, but holy crap. You know, the difference between Nintendo having a popular system and the Wii U is so much more work for me, especially in holiday season. We have a lot of reviews coming. I'm working on 5 reviews right now. 2 of them come out this week.
Ding,
You're actually not working on any right now.
Right now, no.
Can we change the name of the website to New Go Nintendo 64?
DS.
On April Fool's Day.
XL. Sure.
All right, let's do a question, Mom Brain. We're going to music soon. Get ready.
Don't look, Nikki.
I hope it's a good question.
This is from Liquid Metal, a huge fan from Europe.
Mercury.
He says, do you believe Nintendo will ever make a new handheld or home console? Or will they stick to the Nintendo Switch? And will we see Nintendo Switch revisions? Maybe a Switch Pro somewhere down the line? Well, thank you for the question. Let's look at it this way. Sony and Microsoft have now done the mid-generation revamps, or not even that, like yearly or bi-yearly revamps of their hardware, and it seems like that's the way that these companies want to do things now. They will release multiple revisions.
What is bi-yearly? every 2 years?
Yeah.
Every half a year? What's the difference between bi-yearly and bi-annually?
I don't think there is.
There isn't one.
I think bi-yearly is not used a lot.
I mean, it's not. Yes, bi-annual is more appropriate, but I think bi-yearly is still, it still makes sense.
I mean, it does, but it's not right.
Bi-annually.
Biannually.
Biannually. So, I don't know if Nintendo's going to do that with the Switch.
You want to hear it? You want to hear it?
Well, just move right along.
Liquid Metal, a huge fan from Europe, sent in a question, and you didn't.
And your answer is...
I haven't answered it yet.
Laborious! Get to it! Mom, Dwayne!
She's seen enough, award shows to know if the music starts playing, you have to show.
Yeah, right. P.S. No, the thing is, she had 2 days off this week, and she's been staying up too late, so she's grouchy.
This one?
That's a solid baloney curl.
How? That's
Liquid Metal, right? I'm sorry.
What is the deal?
He's a huge fan.
She's a nice one.
Have new systems.
Did you see?
I mean, I think that Nintendo likes to innovate.
Up through that.
Whereas other places
can't
maybe not.
For the show to be over.
But I was trying to give a legitimate answer.
I know, but it doesn't work when this is still going on.
I'm just trying.
I thought you thought my opinion was trash for a second.
Minds. I'm just.
Well, now we really are.
Oh, come on.
I'm the the process guardian.
Someone answered it. Biannually is twice a year. Every other year is skip a year. But I mean,
skip a year.
Maybe biannually is twice in 1 year, and then bi-yearly is every 2 years.
Skip a yearly.
I meant every 2 years.
Okay. So maybe that.
No, I really did. Honestly, I did.
Tacona, I think that's what you were trying to say.
Santiago, thank you.
Give him sympathy, Santiago.
So Liquid Metal.
Mercury.
Nintendo has.
While waiting for you to answer this question.
Me too. Inside. I would say that Nintendo has said they aren't necessarily done with like portable only devices. So I wouldn't rule it out, especially with Nintendo, because you know other companies are like the handheld market's dead, and Nintendo's like no. And we can see with the Switch right now, it's doing well. The vast majority of people that are, I'll say, the majority of people that have the Switch are playing it in portable mode. I don't use portable mode, but you were using portable mode.
I love portable mode, because I can lay down way more comfortably.
So I wouldn't count it out. And then, like, a revamp of a Switch, I think you want to get to that, well, depends on how they go with it. Like, if they're going the Xbox route, which I personally don't understand, they could revamp it to give it, like, more juice to do higher resolutions.
Porn.
But it won't be like a system that only plays like it. Like they won't release games that are like only for Switch Pro, as you say, because that, you know, that segments the user base. They need to get a certain install base and a certain wave of enthusiasm before they take that route, because they don't want to sell like 13 million Switches and then be like, here's Switch Pro, and these games are only coming out on Switch Pro. And then the Switch people are like, what the hell, man? I don't want to buy another one. So they got to wait a little while. But like I said, with Xbox One X, that's not the case. It's just like 4K resolution and other stuff. But any game that comes out on the Xbox One will play on the original Xbox One and the Xbox One X and the Xbox whatever. There's no games that are only going to be on Xbox One X, and the same thing with PlayStation.
Yeah, because I got the PlayStation Slim 4, and I can still play everything.
Yeah, the PlayStation 4 Pro doesn't get games that only play on PS4 Pro. Those don't exist. So if Nintendo does do a revamp of the Switch, I would imagine they're going to take it that direction. Just beef it up a little bit to do resolution, higher resolution or something like that, and not games that only come out on that.
I would be really disappointed in Nintendo if they went that route.
Well,
that's
the way...
Because they seem like the friendliest out of all of them.
Well, that's the way Nintendo's always done it, with their portables. That's why we're talking about this question, because Nintendo doesn't do it with their consoles. But since the Switch is a portable and a console, he's saying, what are they going to do? I don't know. With their portables, they...
I think they're going to keep the 3DS thing, the two-screen flip case... handheld going.
Hi, boy meets Nintendo. Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know, because this whole generation has been so damn weird. I don't know what to think of it.
I don't know what's happening anymore. These kids nowadays.
But thank you for your question, Liquid Metal. If you would like to send a question to the Go Nintendo podcast, we would love to answer it. Whether it's about Nintendo like that one was, video games in general, or anything. Anything you want to ask. Doesn't have to be about video games. Send it to gonintendoquestions@gmail.com.
Where?
GoNintendoQuestions@gmail.com.
I got music. You want to hear it? You want to hear it? Oh.
guys. I'm ready to fail.
Okie doke, friends. Here we are. This first song comes to us from Jet.
Just Jet?
Focus All Time.
I was like,
Jet Jaguar.
The band Jet?
Just making sure.
Sounds like a portable to me. First party?
I'm not sure.
It sounds like I should be.
How about Dylan's Rolling Western? Yeah, good call.
I said it sounds like I should be riding on a horse, so that's close.
He's an armadillo.
Wait, Dylan's where is that from?
Dylan's Rolling Western.
I've never heard of that in my life.
3DS. Wow. They're doing a sequel.
Here comes one from Andy the Zombie.
Gunman Clive. Is this Dylan's Rolling Western?
No. Dylan's Standing Western?
Okay. Super Nintendo? Yeah.
That. No.
What? What system is this?
64.
I was gonna say, yeah, this sounds like a 64.
This is a bad licensed game, I feel like. Okay.
I know this. Hold on. Is it like a cartoon related thing?
Yep.
Is it Disney related?
No.
Okay, hold on. It's coming to me.
It's bad when I see it. I think it's Nickelodeon related. It's like this. Oh.
It's. Oh my god, it sounds so familiar. I can hear it.
It's gonna be something she hasn't played.
No, I don't think I played the game, but I think I know the show, and I just can't pinpoint where it. Oh, it's driving me nuts. It's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it. You said it's not Nickelodeon, right?
Correct.
The thing that's throwing me off is 64. I'm trying to think of what licensed games are.
That didn't give it away?
Oh, South Park.
Yeah, I was like, son of a bee.
Yeah, it was South Park.
I don't know what it is, though. The trivia game or South Park 64.
Is it the racing one?
South Park 64.
Talk about, man, there was
a
time when
South
Park
racing one,
had
so.
Terrible games, and now they have great games.
Yeah. Like the fractured butthole. This one has some Turbo K.
Lou's favorite.
Clearly RMC knows it.
You should know it, yeah. I'll let you guess it.
It's, No Wonder.
Yep. Lou loved this song so much. It's a good song. I think I'll love it.
Hey, what is it?
No More Heroes.
What is that? Dr. Naomi?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Dr. Naomi.
Very good.
Sounds like someone's name. I'm Dr.
I'm gonna go
Naomi.
On that first.
Can I put your thermometer
Travis
on my mouth?
Touchdown is my favorite video game character. I feel like...
Ever?
Yeah. I feel like he is...
You love bad boys.
I feel like he's fleshed out enough to... I feel like he's a real person. Like, I feel like he has a real personality to him. Like, I love Legend of Zelda games, but Link is just Link. But Travis Touchdown, I feel like, has...
Too vanilla Link.
A very person... Like, a very strong personality to him. Now, do I like his personality? A little bit, like he's kind of an asshole, but I don't know. There's just something about the way that cast is written.
He's a jerk from high school that you would kind of get along with because if you didn't get along with him,
he'd beat you.
He'd be made fun of.
No, he's not though, because he likes like anime and
wrestling. That's why you like.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, because
you like anime and wrestling.
I
makes
do,
sense
yeah.
now.
And cats.
Boy, he does
this
like cats.
Song yes. comes to us from Rob.
Just Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Great song.
What are you looking at me for? I don't know.
Oh no, I know this too!
Animal Crossing?
Yep.
Yeah.
What one though? I don't know.
What did Animal Crossing come out on? The GameCube?
Yes.
Was that the first thing it was on? Or?
The
first thing it was on was the 64 in Japan. The first one we got was the GameCube.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And later this month, we're getting it on phones.
I know. Tom Nook made me uncomfortable. I don't know why.
So
what's up with Australia? They release it there sometimes to just see, to test
the market. That's the first time they've done it, is that I know.
But sometimes things get released, somebody was saying, in Australia to test the market. Cause it's
as far smaller, as mobile goes? I don't know.
It's like a smaller install base.
Yeah, I believe that is. Yeah, it's basically Australia's the dry run for the game. But then, you know, people from all over the world got it anyway.
Matt Fox in the chat would like to know what your favorite anime is.
We'll talk about that on the after show, Matt. I promise.
Chobits.
Fully Cooly.
Not correct. Chobits. Mom Brain, go ahead.
Yeah. Fully Cooly. This one comes from the Namekin Clown.
The Cat Island. I know this song.
Miko Atsumi. I am just a kitten. Hardly fit my mittens.
Much too small, I figure. One day I'll be bigger. One
day I'll be Ten Cats. How about Cats with a Z?
Yep.
Yeah!
I loved Cats and Dogs on the computer when I was a kid. That was like my favorite thing. And then one time I bred a shit little cheap dog and a chihuahua, and it was the most horrifying look I've ever seen in my like, big and I've ever seen in my life.
Ruin this.
I'm
going
to ruin your life.
It's our new intro.
This is like really.
These cats have great voices.
This is like Simon and Garfunkel with cats.
Go on.
All right.
Yeah, that's good.
I can't fit my mittens. This next little ditty comes to us from...
Jack and Diane.
Fangs the Wolf.
Yes. Okay, is this Super Nintendo?
Licensed?
Those noises always make me think...
No, it's GBA.
Bad license game.
For GBA? That's my... Is it Disney?
Yeah. Well, no.
I don't know.
Are you sure? Is it like Nightmare Before Christmas?
Is, yeah.
Yeah, that's Disney. I got one! That brings my total to 5, I
Hello.
Think.
Hello, Joey. Good to see you.
This one comes from Mikey3319.
Spooky.
That commercial about mesothelioma that comes on at like 5 a.m., that's what this sounds like.
It's pretty spooky.
Spoopy the game.
Spoopers.
Is this... What console is this on?
64.
Nightmare Creatures.
No.
Is it licensed?
No.
Resident Evil? Is it scary?
I don't think so.
Shadow Man.
No.
Is that Clay?
Hello, Frederick. Clay Fighter.
No.
WrestleMania Cheese Acid.
No.
We have a perfect game going so far. We need to get this. It's Unsolved so Mysteries.
No.
Castlevania.
No.
Damn it.
Count Dracula the game.
I'm sorry, this is on what? 64?
Yeah. Is it...
Quest 64. No. It
sounds
like Batman Returns
the game,
but
that's
not...
It's
not
First Party, right?
No. Alice.
Oh, boy. Ogre Battle?
Yep.
Good news! You got the song.
This one comes from Super Dell.
Cruising USA.
Yep.
Let It Go. This is my favorite song. Let It Go. This is the Ooh-Ah song. It's definitely Ooh-Ah song. Have you heard the Ooh-Ah song?
Ooh-Ah, just a little bit. No. Ooh-Ah, a little bit more.
It's coming. 90% sure it's this one. We gotta let it go now. I've talked it up.
Oh, fart! I meant to remind you to buy one.
Ooh.
Got one. That's the good part.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
wet one.
All right, this one comes from Wired.
Got off that song so many times. All right, NES?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fighting game. That background makes me think fighting game. Or maybe like a sports game.
Or Morse code the video game.
I'm not sure. We're screwed. Low G man.
No.
I always guess
it. Is it a first party game or no? I don't think so. Just guess. I asked the same three questions. Is it licensed? Is it first party? Hypo.
Yeah, that's why I think it's a sports game. That's who I thought was doing it. Or a fighting game, I mean, like a beat 'em up. Is it either of those?
It's a shooter. Considered a vertical scrolling shooter.
Life Force.
Legendary Wings.
No.
Uh-oh. We hit on something.
Radius? What is it? Gladius? Radius? Brazilus?
That's... We need... 1942. Oh, I can see it. But I don't think that's Bandai Namco. Vertical scrolling shooter. It's not Guardian Legend. Legendary Wings.
No. He said it already.
Sorry.
You know the
Legendary Wing.
Space Invaders. I don't know.
Is this the last song?
No. I'm
gonna lose it on this one. Damn it. Go ahead. I don't know.
Twin Eagle.
I would have never got it.
Twin last song comes from Glitter Bubble 3.
Tween Eagle?
Tween Eagle. Tween Eagle.
It's Earthworm Jim?
I beat you in your own game!
Wait,
boy.
What is this in Earthworm Jim?
Earthworm Jim 3D.
Never played it.
No idea, but it's...
On the N64. But... Never played it. I heard it was
it's
terrible.
It's Michael's pillow song, so...
Yeah, I never played this one. I heard it's very bad.
Stereotypical Italian wedding game.
Italian wedding suit. Guys, this show went really long, so we're going to end it with this great song. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Send your music to gnpodcastmusic@gmail.com.
Where?
gnpodcastmusic@gmail.com. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.